Boker Tov, good morning, good to be back. We at least get something in for Parashat Vayeshev. Today's class should be for the Rekuah Shonah, Vol Chodim, Vichladam, Chemdav, Rechav, Achandu, Jani, and the Melech, and the Kaman, Yifka, Sarah, Ban, Munir, Shalom, and Sarah, David, Melech, and Yifka, Bethel, Rifka, Bethel, Rifka, Bethel, Esther, Shalom, and Esther, Fahim, Adam, Shabbat, Chana, Fahim, Adam, Yifka, 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 מרים אדם חביב מרים חנה אדם אדם לא חזב אדם אדם לא גב אדם אדם מרחה דאל מאן סרט חמניה אדם מרים מקנה ישב מנת מרים מרחה ישב אדם שם ישב מדינה ישב מני פנדה ניה מדינה קבל ישב מרחה 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 ואתי לא בת מרים לא עבדי זה נשמע תביד רחל בת אליהו תביד מן אליהו זה מן פרם ישמע מישה אלבו זה מרם דינה מתענון תמר מרחה תברם משה מן פרם שם מן משה יעל יפה בת אליהו לעבדי לרעיון דברה בת מרים פרשת וישב is a very very jam-packed parasha. And as we started Parashat Vayeshev until the end of the Torah, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi, the rest of the four parashiyot in the Torah, in the book of Bereshit, deal with the children of Yaakov, with the 12 tribes of Yaakov and the whole story. And in Parashat Vayeshev, it more so focuses on the story of Yosef, how Yosef gets sent down, his travel down all the way to Egypt, thrown into jail, so on and so forth. There's one topic in the middle of this whole story of Yosef. It starts out with his dreams, and it ends with the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker. Right? It's interesting that the parasha starts with dreams and ends with dreams. And then it talks about how Yosef gets down and sold down by his brothers get jealous, so on and so forth. And then they sneak in some story in the middle about Yehuda and Tamar. And I want to spend a minute talking about the story about Yehuda and Tamar because it's such an important story. Yehuda, he has a daughter-in-law named Tamar. Now, Yehuda had a son, Er. He took a wife for his son, Er. And then his son, without getting into the details, Er did something evil. And Er dies. Then he marries her off to Onan. And the same thing happens to Onan. And so Yehuda says, instead of you marrying my third son, you know, the first two, they wasted their seed. But instead of you marrying my third son, let's wait some time. Let's let him get older. So she goes back to her parents' house. Now, as Yehuda now, after some time, his wife passes away. As Yehuda is traveling now, he sees a harlot that he does not recognize in the street. Not to get too much into the details of why Yehuda would do such a thing. And he goes and he gets attracted to her, and he goes and sleeps with her. And the harlot, who happens to be his daughter-in-law, Tamar, and he doesn't know, she asks, "Can you give me a few signs so that I can, you know, I can send you later on that you can recognize it was me?" He says, okay. He gives her a few signs, a signet ring, a few different things he gives her. And 3 months later, fast forward, the servants of Yehuda come to Yehuda and tell him, "Your daughter-in-law has become pregnant. She has slept with someone." And now what does Yehuda do? He gets furious. He says, "She slept with someone? She became pregnant? She did this disgrace? Let's send her out to be burned. Let's send her out to be killed." They bring Tamar in front of Yehuda. And now Tamar has the option to do one of three things. Option number one, stay silent, get burned. Okay? Option number two, look at Yehuda and say, "Yehuda, you remember me? It was me you slept with. I'm pregnant from you. This is your child. You know, your Melech Yehuda, the Mashiach, is going to come through us. It's going to come through your children, through your offspring." Right? She could have just said, "It was me." But she takes a different route. What does she do? She sends the signs to Yehuda and tells him, "Whoever is the person that, you know, whoever is the owner of this person, that's the father. That's the father of this baby." And no one but Yehuda is able to know that these signs came from Yehuda. The ring came from Yehuda, so on and so forth. Only Yehuda is able to know. So now Yehuda is put in a situation. He's the king. He's the head. He's the option of either embarrassing himself and showing a disgrace to himself in front of the whole world, in the actual Torah itself, letting everyone see that he did such a disgrace that he went with a harlot, his own daughter-in-law, and got her pregnant. Or he can ignore that fact and just burn her and kill her. But what does Tamar do? Tamar doesn't embarrass Yehuda. And it's so interesting, because Tamar could have just said, "It was you, you did it to me." But that's not what she does. She gives him the option. She says, "I'm letting you choose." And the Gemara actually says we learn a lesson from Tamar, something that we don't learn from anybody else in the world. And that lesson is, it is better for a person to burn themselves in a fire and for a person to be killed versus embarrassing somebody in public. Tamar was not willing to embarrass Yehuda in public, even if it meant for herself to get killed. She gave him the option. She let him know that it was her without letting anybody else know. But the Gemara says the lesson is that Tamar was telling him, I'm willing to take the death penalty as long as you don't get embarrassed in public. And that lesson is so important. If people value what Tamar did over here in our Torah, in our parasha, you'll actually get so much motivation. Because we see so many times that people are so lax in how they speak to others, how they treat others, how they act with others, how they speak to others. And one word, you don't know one word what it can do to someone. I've seen it so many times, one word can embarrass someone and break someone and their whole life can be ruined as a result. And that one little word, Tamar is telling us that it's more worth it for a person to be put to death than it is for you to say that one word that can hurt someone, that can embarrass somebody. This lesson is a lesson of life. You know, the Gemara actually talks about the aspect of a person, this Gemara, that says that it's better for a person to be killed than to embarrass someone in public. And if that's the case, then this sin of embarrassing someone in public is as grave as one of the three cardinal sins, sounds like. Right? Because with the three cardinal sins, we know that avodah zarah, idol worship, adultery, and murder, these are the three sins that if a person is told, do this or I'll kill you, they have to take the bullet. They have to take the bullet. So if we're saying the same thing by embarrassing someone in public, then it sounds like it's also yarog val yavor. It says yavor val yavor. You have to get put to death, it sounds like. So actually there's a tosfot, there's an opinion that says it actually is true. Embarrassing somebody in public is one of the three cardinal sins. It's like murder. And so the tosfot says, actually in essence, if a person has a gun to their head and is told, if you embarrass this person, if either you embarrass the person in public or I put the gun to your head. So the Tosfot says, you got to take the bullet. Now, halakhically speaking, we're not going to get necessarily into the details. Is it, you have to do that? Do you know? Hopefully we never get put in situations like that. But really, it's not necessarily the halakha if you have to take it. Right? But the essence of the lesson of what we're learning from this story, that Tamar was willing to kill herself, to put herself to death, but not to embarrass somebody in public, is so valuable, so important that we all have to take every single day. We have chances that we can hold ourselves back, or we see other people that can possibly hold themselves back from embarrassing somebody in public or from helping somebody who gets embarrassed in public. Let's take advantage of those moments. Let's recognize at times where we can say something and without even realizing we can hurt somebody. We can hurt somebody and detrimentally. We can put them into a lot of pain that we don't even realize just from one little word. I see this many times amongst younger people, that they're not careful with what they say, and they hurt people. I know someone that... in WhatsApp chats, for sure. I know someone that his whole life, he was always being made fun of. And as he got to an older age, he became that person that was known as the made fun of person. Like everyone made fun of him through his older age also. And it gets to a point like, how do you expect such a person to get married? How do you expect such a person to have children who will respect him? It's so sad. But people take advantage just to make themselves feel better and bring themselves up, and they put somebody else down as a result. And embarrassing somebody in public is one of the gravest sins a person can do. That there's potential, no olam haba, a person can lose their place in the world to come as a result of it. It's so grave. And I think the story of what this whole inside of the parasha, that it has to do with Yosef and the brothers, and then it sneaks in Yehuda and Tamar, is teaching us that it's so important to recognize how you speak to other people, how you act with other people, to make sure that we don't, God forbid, ever embarrass somebody. And if you ever see somebody embarrassing somebody, stand up for them. Back them up, fight for them. Don't let somebody take embarrassment. Because we see that Tamar was willing to put herself to death and not embarrass Yehuda. Have a great day, gentlemen, and Shabbat Shalom.